saw Sunday morning, Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She said, Scotty, why you run so fast? Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hands, they keep on calling. Sometimes I swear, Grandma's hands, Lord, they really come in handy. She said, Bobby, why you whip that boy? What you wanna whip him for? He been throwing no apple core, Grandma.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so excited. Guess who's celebrating an anniversary soon? We want to give a big congratulations to the folks at Hold Time, which is located at 1110 Highway 55, Suite 101 in Hastings. And we want to welcome to KDWA Ty Gibson and Talia Gibson. They are here to tell us about their business and about how this last year has gone. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
So I am very excited to learn more about Hold Time. Is Barb Massman your best customer? I mean,
she's up there, one of my favorite ones for sure. Definitely gotta love Barb.
You totally do. Well, I want to first hear about your business because you are coming up on a year, which congratulations to you. I think that is a huge accomplishment for any business, but certainly, wow, you started your business in Hastings here during the pandemic. What?
It's been not as crazy as I thought it would be.
It's been,
you know, the city's come around and it's been a lot of love. A lot of people just coming by just to get shirts. You know, it's probably the most fun thing you could do in a pandemic is, you know, have people come in and just with their different kind of ideas and just figuring out how we can make it work from all type of things, from people have one in their anime on their favorite anime on their shirt, or, you know, a little, sometimes a family member or relative sick and everybody wants to rally behind them and, you know, do something fun for them. It's really nice to be able to be a part of that.
Well, let's tell people a little bit about your business. Do you want to tell us, Talia?
So we do creative solutions and printing solutions. So we make gift baskets. We got gift ideas. People come in and they need a gift idea, and we can help them out with that. We do a lot of sewing repairs.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to hear this.
Yeah. I think somebody had like a swimsuit that came in too big, and we was able to size it down. We do a lot of grommet.
Zipper repairs, garments. Random things you may want to add to your garments, you know, we do stuff like that. Just seamstress, tailor type things, we do those. Do a lot of merchandise for businesses, bands, magnets, car magnets. We started out with a small amount of equipment.
Is it screen printing? Is that the word, or what is it?
So we mainly do vinyl printing. So that's our main thing. The thing with vinyl printing is it allows you to do small orders. Well, screen printing, where you'd have to, you know, a lot of places have a minimum of screen, then you have a screen print charge, and then, you know, there's not a lot of variation that you can do. Once that's made, it's kind of what it's going to be. We can do one order, two orders, or up to 100, but we do have the capability to do screen printing. So when screen printing becomes more cost effective when you have a lot, that's when we, exercise different options. So we do a lot of different kinds of things. We do vinyl printing, which is our main thing because it's the easiest. We do one color vinyl, but then we also added some machines where we can do full color print on the vinyl. So, like, as you can see my shirt.
Yeah, really nice. Yes.
Yeah, and then we also do dye sublimation.
What? So, what is that, please?
So dye sublimation is it's a certain type of ink. It's not really an ink. It's a dye. It fuses into the fabric. It activates with polyester.
Okay.
Really,
so
like
it's
plastics.
Like a stain, kind of, but a good stain.
Kinda, yeah. So you have to have a certain material. You can't use it on cotton.
Okay.
It has to have some polyester in there. But you can also use it on cups and bottles. Anything that's really plastic or polyester or polycarbonate, it can dye into that. So you use those for, like, you ever see those shirts where it's the full shirt completely colored, like those Active Fit shirts?
Yes.
You can do those with that. Okay. Small patches. And like I said, mugs, cups. A lot of people use them for
the tumblers.
Tumblers and things like that. So that's our main business with that.
How did your business come about, please?
It's been in the making. So This is our. We've been in Hastings for a year, but me and my wife has been in business with each other since before we've been married.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We high school sweethearts. First out of high school, we started doing graphic designing. She was pregnant with our first daughter, and we were staying with my mom. And we were like, I think I just lost my job, and we were just kind of figuring out like what's going
on.
Of course. And I'm like, well, we got to make some money somehow. So I had a program, Photoshop, that my cousin had gave to me, and I knew how to use it pretty well. So we went out, and I told her I'm going to make some money. So we went out and to the local business. This is in Gary, Indiana, by the way. To the local businesses and just asking them if they need any business cards or flyers or whatever it may be. And the first two people we went to gave us our first two jobs.
Come on. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, bet. So we went in and did the jobs the best we could. We didn't know what we were doing, you know, but we just learned on the fly.
Of course. And you were sincere. And,
yeah. And then the people loved it. And then my brother was starting a business. We did some other stuff in between. My brother started a business, and I made him a brochure. And we did a really good job on the brochure, but we didn't know how to make brochures, because you have to fold them, and, you know, you have to get everything right. So we went to a professional printer to have him print it for us.
Oh, and smart.
Yeah, right. So then he was impressed with our work, and we just happened to catch him at the right time where he was trying to leave his business, and he didn't want somebody to take over it. So he offered us to basically kind of intern under him. Not intern, but, you know, from the mentor us while we helped his business.
Right.
So we got a ton of printing experience. We were not only the graphic designers, but we were also the printers. We were also the customer service. He really just let us know exactly what you needed to do to, you know, so we got a lot of different vendors from that experience. A lot of failures, a lot of successes and things like that. Then we went ahead and went to Indiana University for graphic design, all while, you know, trying to raise a family and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We did a couple different things where it didn't completely work out with the guy for, you know, various reasons, just life. We would continue to do different businesses. So I think the next business that we had was TaylorMade Suites, because my wife is an amazing cook, amazing baker, and that's how she reeled me in. Honestly, because when I was in basic training, she came down and made me this cake, and I was like, "Yeah, this is the one." So we started a bakery. I told her if she bakes these cookies, I never did it before, but I'll go out and I'll sell these cookies somehow, some way. And she would bake the cookies, and then we wrap them up as nice as we could. And so I'd go up the street, and I just talk to everybody, every business I could see. And we ended up selling a nice amount of cookies doing that. But the thing that always came back was we were using our graphic designs to make the to make the cookies, labels, and things like that better. And our connections that we got from the printing, and, you know, just the knowledge of how to run a business from that. You know, in business, as a business entrepreneur, things go up and things go down. You have to learn how to take it as a lesson,
mm-hmm.
and don't let it crumble you and let it crush you. You have to.
But can I tell you, I think that's what really separates people that are true entrepreneurs like you both to somebody else that's perhaps says, gosh, I think I'm going to start a company. I have a interest in such and such, or I have a hobby. I'm going to turn into a business.
Right.
But the second things tank a little, most people get nervous.
Right.
So you have to have something in, like fire in your belly or whatever they say. It's a characteristic that not everybody has.
Yeah, you just definitely got to get that muscle where you can get slapped in the face and get back up a couple of times.
Exactly.
Because you can plan and plan and plan, but in business, there's going to be a million things that you didn't plan for. And you just kind of have to audible and be able to do that. Throughout businesses, the different businesses I did, I've done a lot of things. We've done, like I said, we did our own print shop. We've done the cookies.
We did a furniture business.
I owned a furniture store in Indiana.
Okay, what?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I had a furniture store. We sold Ashley Furniture, Coaster Furniture, mattresses and everything. We've done a lot of stuff.
It all came back to us doing
graphics and printing, because every business needed those
absolutely
two things.
Right. What a wonderful foundation for you to have. You know, you've tried some other things, but that's a great foundation. So what brought you to the Hastings area?
After my furniture business didn't work out.
Okay.
We were kind of financially unable to do, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And where we were in Gary, Indiana, love my city, but we just kind of felt like we needed some better opportunities. When my brother moved out here, But at that time, he was out here for about 5 years. And he said, hey, you can come out here with me, find a job. So I did that, came out here. I left them out in Indiana for, I was out here for about 6 months by myself, just going between jobs. I worked at Hunt Electric and a couple different places and steel mill and just going back and forth. And then I finally got them out here. But every time we move, she has this amazing ability to find the best house possible for our budget. And it's like, so when I first came out here, our credit wasn't the greatest. We weren't in the financial situation to get the houses like out in the cities. We just didn't meet the criteria. And so she started looking elsewhere and she came across Hastings. She did a lot of research. One of the main reasons that we decided to settle on Hastings was there was a group called Thrive and a group called Idea. And she just read some of their philosophies on, you know, inclusion and things like that. And, you know, as African-American people, that's something that we feel like we need to be aware of before we move into some random city. You know what I mean? And we felt like this city seems like it has its ups and downs, but it seems like they're trying. And that was the main reason why we were like, okay, well, we for sure can give Hastings a spot. And then we found the art space.
Sealed the deal.
They really sealed the deal because it just made sense for the type of people we were. You know, we're artists that want to do business.
You know, isn't that space wonderful? Because it is filled with all these creative and entrepreneurial folks.
Absolutely.
How wonderful.
Yeah. We've been privileged to move next to some really talented artists, one being Tom Nguyen, the guy who worked on DC Comics. He's always doing all type of different things. He's got a great following. He's actually, you know, we're right next door neighbors. He actually made us a, I didn't give you that shirt, but I gave it to Barb. But we're working on something together for the city of Hastings. I don't know if you heard about it yet, but we're doing a comic book.
Okay, I have not. That's a whole nother interview, I think. Yeah, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. But okay, I'll just go real quick. All right.
You're going to give me a sneak peek?
A sneak peek, yeah.
Excellent.
It's a comic book. It's based on Hastings. We're doing a limited time t-shirt. If you buy the t-shirt, you are part of the comic. We'll put you in there.
What?
Yeah, it's really dope. So we'll talk about that later.
Is there going to be a character called Dan Massman, do you think?
Dan Massman.
Yes, a superhero, I bet.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
We
have to talk to Dan. Dan got to get a shirt, though. Oh, talk to Dan, though.
Right?
I would just rather have Dan read about himself in a comic book. So you have been in Hastings for...
Going on 5 years.
Yeah. But this idea came how long ago, and you started your business a year ago.
Okay, so...
I'm so happy for you. This is like such a great story.
Thank you. All right, so during the pandemic...
Yeah, most people don't start businesses during the pandemic.
Yeah.
We did pretty well.
During the pandemic, I was working for a company, and it wasn't essential. Right. So then we actually caught COVID, which it's just, I wasn't making any money.
Sure.
It wasn't enough. The stimulus checks weren't enough to pay for everything. You know, we got 3 kids, and we just went back to our roots. You know?
I love it.
Mm-hmm. There was, and then also, you know, there's a lot of things going on at that time with George Floyd at the same time and everything. So, you know, we African-American activist type people, we just up. So we kind of took the opportunity to go out there and, you know, there was a lot of activity.
Yeah.
And we seen it as an opportunity to be able to make a difference, but also support the family. So we got a T-shirt printer to make us some shirts, and we went out and selling different activist shirts, Black Lives Matter, Bigger Than Black and White. Mm-hmm. And we started a group called BIPOC Wall Street. And it's basically a collective of Black, Indigenous, and people of color. It's not just only Black people, but it's white people included. but it is a network for BIPOC individuals to work together and, you know, create a, we just want to make a network of business owners and wealthy individuals that we can help each other to help each other grow. Because at the time it was just so divided, and we just wanted to do something to create some unity. My main idea of for people of any color and any type of oppressed group to be able to get any type of power is through business. More than anything, money talks. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have any money, you can't go out and protest. You can't go out and make the changes. You can't go out and make yourself more intelligent and, you know, so that you can do the things that are actually going to make the change that you want. We made so many different connections, so many different friends, and we made a nice amount of money in the process. And we used that to you know, open up our business and continue our work.
Well, let's talk about your business. It's located at 1110 Highway 55, Suite 101. How do you explain to people where that location
that
is?
That has been the hardest thing in the business, honestly.
It's in between Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And what? The eye clinic, kind of?
It's in the same complex as
I need.
Yeah.
Yes.
But on the other side is the pet hospital and the grooming.
Okay.
So
it's right on Highway 55. Yeah. So it's the north part of Highway 55 for people that are trying to figure out where it is. And it's in Suite 101. We just have a little bit of time left, but the name of your company is Whole Time.
Yes.
And that's like such a cute story. Can somebody tell that, please?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, Whole Time is, according to the prestigious Urban Dictionary, right? Whole Time, it means an affirmation of the truth.
Oh, it does?
Yes, or actually, in fact.
So, what? Yeah. I did not know that.
For example, you might say, you know, I can make these t-shirts myself, but Whole Time, I'm going to let the professionals do it.
Oh.
Or you could say, I could listen to KDWB, but Whole Time, I really listen to it. KWA,
oh, listen to this.
Right?
That's a great, I like so that affirmation.
It, right. So it's just something that we find ourselves always saying in, you know, where we're from. And it's just fun. So it's not, and the way we spelled it, because our original name was the Holistic Creatives.
Okay.
So that's where the whole part comes
of
from.
Of course.
The time, my name is Ty.
Yeah,
and
I get it.
M-E,
it's me,
because so
I'm
me.
Like in the background making everything.
Oh, right. I get it.
So Ty, it's me and Ty, and we are whole.
Yeah, because she likes me to push me out and make me the face of everything, and then she's the one that's actually doing all
and
that.
And the reason why we use the Y, is all of us, including our kids, have Y's in our name.
Yeah.
So
it's Tyler, Taylor, Talia, Trayson.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's just fun. And then so a lot of people are like, well, people don't know what it means, so da, da, da. But if you do know how to say it and you know what it means, then you're part of the club.
Oh, I'm part of the club now. so are our listeners.
And so is all the listeners.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you continued success. And again, what's a good phone number for people to get a hold of you at?
It's 651
505
6760.
And you have a great website. I was on it earlier. There's a ton of information on there. You have all sorts of services. Can you give that to our listeners as well?
You can reach us at www.holtime.com.
Once again, that's holtyme.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming in today. We want to thank Ty Gibson and Talia Gibson. The business is Whole Time, and do visit them online to see all the great things that they offer. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.